Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, July 5th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Ed Bradley. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the hidden gems and incredible stories behind Wikipedia articles. Today, we're uncovering the life and legacy of one of the most iconic journalists of our time, Ed Bradley. Ed Bradley was an American journalist known for his long and distinguished career on the television news magazine 60 Minutes. Born on June 22, 1941, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Ed Bradley's journey to becoming a renowned journalist wasn't straightforward. His story is one of perseverance, talent, and a constant striving for excellence. Bradley's early career saw him working as a schoolteacher, but an undeniable pull toward journalism led him to pursue opportunities in radio broadcasting. Imagine the early 1960s, a time when the civil rights movement was reaching its peak, and a young African-American man was trying to break into an industry dominated by white voices. Despite the societal challenges, Bradley's dedication saw him starting as a news reporter for WDAS, a black-oriented radio station, in 1963. His role at WDAS allowed him to cover numerous key events in the civil rights movement, giving him firsthand experience and a unique perspective that would shape his later work. In 1967, Bradley shifted gears and joined CBS as a stringer, later becoming a correspondent for CBS News. One of his most significant early assignments was covering the Vietnam War as a war correspondent. This assignment was not without danger. In fact, Bradley was wounded by a mortar round while covering the conflict. It's difficult to imagine the courage needed to report from a war zone, yet Bradley's coverage was noted for its depth, compassion, and integrity. Fast forward to the 1970s, and Bradley's career continues its upward trajectory. His big break came when he joined 60 Minutes in 1981. And wow, what a mark he made! He was the first African-American correspondent to join the show, paving the way for more diverse voices in mainstream media. For over 26 years, Bradley brought thousands of stories into our living rooms every Sunday night. From political scandals and social justice issues to celebrity interviews and human interest stories, Bradley's impressive range and empathetic approach made him a favorite among viewers. One particularly memorable piece could be his interview with Bob Dylan in 2004, a rare and elusive figure who seldom granted interviews. Bradley managed to draw Dylan out in a way that few others could, showcasing his ability to connect with people from all walks of life. That's a testament to Bradley's versatility and genuine curiosity. Think about it. Bradley interviewed figures as diverse as Muhammad Ali, Mick Jagger, and even conducted an extensive investigation into the sexual abuse scandals surrounding the Jehovah's Witnesses. His style was straightforward, yet empathetic, penetrating, yet respectful. It's interesting to consider how his background and early experiences shaped this unique approach. Bradley didn't just limit himself to what's traditionally considered hard news. One of his passions was music, particularly jazz. He frequently covered New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. He even performed on stage at times as a percussionist. Bradley's love for jazz wasn't just a personal pastime. It added another layer to his storytelling ability, giving him a deeper understanding and appreciation for cultural stories. In terms of accolades, Bradley's career was richly rewarded. He earned 19 Emmy Awards, a testament to the exceptional quality of his work. Among these Emmys was an award for his 1985 interview with atrocity victims in El Salvador, and another for a touching report on the AIDS crisis. His deep understanding of complex issues and his ability to present them meaningfully helped shape the discourse on these critical subjects. Ed Bradley's legacy isn't just in the awards or the high-profile stories he covered, it's also in the barriers he broke down and the paths he paved for future generations of journalists, especially journalists of color. His career urged the media industry to reflect on its inclusivity and representation, reminding us all of the importance of diversity in storytelling. As we look back on Ed Bradley's extraordinary life and career, one can't help but reflect on the power of resilience, talent, and passion. Bradley faced significant obstacles but remained dedicated to his profession, creating a lasting impact. So here's a question for you. How do you think diversity in journalism affects the stories that get told and the way they're perceived? His story is more than just a history lesson. It's a call to action. Let's remember to challenge our biases, seek out diverse perspectives, and recognize the voices that have shaped our understanding of the world. That's it for today's episode of Wikipedia. I hope you found Ed Bradley's story as inspiring and thought-provoking as I did. If you're intrigued to learn more, I encourage you to dive into his Wikipedia page and explore the fascinating details of his life and work. Let's continue to celebrate the individuals who shape our world, one story at a time. Stay curious, and until next time, keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Ed Bradley. Thanks for listening. See you next time.